Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Live from the Summit.News headquarters, it's Paul Joseph Watson.
So the financial website Zero Hedge, which has an absolutely huge audience, had 670,000 followers on Twitter, was banned essentially, according to which report you believe, for either doxing a virologist who was accused of working at the institute, which many people claim was the source of the coronavirus outbreak there in Wuhan. They either accused them of doxing him, even though the information was publicly available, or, and which is more disturbing to me, is this claim of spreading disinformation about the coronavirus outbreak. Because if that is now the new level of how you get banned, deplatformed, censored, that, of course, is the broadest possible definition. Anyone can claim anyone is spreading disinformation. That was one of the reasons Zero Hedge got banned. The individual behind it, who led the deplatforming campaign via this BuzzFeed article, because you know what they do. They write the article, then they reach out to Twitter and say, this person said this violates your rules. What action are you going to take? So they intimidate and bully, in many cases, these social media companies, even though they're delighted to do it, into deplatforming their competition. That's exactly what happened with Zero Hedge. And then after that, Zero Hedge, probably in what you would call an act of revenge, dug up old tweets by Ryan Broderick, this BuzzFeed reporter, in which he's referring to himself basically as a hebephile, which means somebody who is attracted to pubescent individuals aged 11 to 14, according to the definition of a hebephile. They dug up posts from his blog, one of which said, quote, I want to be an erotic children's photographer. I want to be the Andy Warhol of erotic children's photography. Those are alleged quotes from this individual's blog who led the deplatforming campaign against Zero Hedge. Of course, Twitter has a massive problem with pedophiles. They call them MAPs, or people who express sexual attraction to minors. They're not banned by Twitter, but Zero Hedge gets banned for questioning the coronavirus outbreak. So this reporter now is deleting all his old tweets. But as we know, the internet is forever. And it's interesting because there's another headline here from Zero Hedge. India to probe Wuhan Institute of Virology. It appears that around the time we suggested that Zero Hedge, someone reach out to the Wuhan Institute of Virology to get some answers about the origin of the deadly coronavirus epidemic, India was doing just that. So India's questioning the origin. Is the country of India going to get banned by Twitter now? Another headline, China censors top local media outlet over claims Beijing is underreporting cases and deaths. So now BuzzFeed, Twitter, and others are in league with the communist Chinese government in censoring information, in banning people who question the official version of events behind a story. And if that is the new level of censorship, then we've basically crossed the Rubicon in terms of deplatforming. Meanwhile, in Canada, Trudeau minister proposes forcing news websites to have a government license. So now it's not enough to ban you on social media. Now they're going to get in league with domain hosts, registrars, and get people banned from even being allowed to own and operate websites if they don't get a government license. What is a license? It's permission to do something that would otherwise be illegal, Breitbart reports. Canadian Heritage Minister Stephen Guilbeault has stated that news websites, along with social media companies, could be forced to obtain government licenses to operate in Canada. They grilled him on it during an interview, which I saw last night, and he basically said, yes, it may apply slightly differently to smaller media outlets, but it will apply across the board. So, of course, you have to get permission to get the license in the first place. Even if you get the license, then if you violate the terms, the threat is that your website would be pulled. Again, that is yet a new level of censorship. We've seen websites taken down in the aftermath of mass shootings by the hosts. And now this is a plan that's planned to be introduced across the board via a government licensing system, which, by the way, we predicted that about 10 years ago, as we did most of these things. Meanwhile, Democrats demand YouTube censor climate misinformation videos. That is the exact same process beyond bullying and harassment, beyond hate speech. If you come out with, quote, misinformation, then you are opening yourself to be deplatformed. That is a scary level of censorship. We'll be back with more news. Infowars.com. Don't go away.
We now know that more than 60 million people are on total lockdown in China, and the food supplies and medical supplies are running out. We know the virus has already spread to more than a dozen countries, and many Chinese who escaped Wuhan are now confirmed to be arriving on the United States West Coast. We've now confirmed from major food suppliers across the United States that they've already run out of supplies of storable foods because of institutional and governmental buyers. That's right, the rich, the powerful, the elite, big corporations are now buying up food stores at alarming rates. InfoWars private labels from My Patriot Supply and ships right out of the very same factory. They called and let us know that they have bought food forward, but that's going to run out probably in a few weeks, and that people need to order now. They want to be able to get it within 7 to 10 days. But if people wait, it may end up being longer. But if you get your order in now at InfoWarsStore.com, you will be secure to get the food within 7 to 10 days.
Broadcasting internationally from the Summit.News headquarters in the United Kingdom, it's Paul Joseph Watson.
So we have an absolutely terrifying situation where the likes of BuzzFeed and Twitter are now aping and implementing the very same social credit score Chinese censorship system that China is now deploying to silence people who question the official story and the official level or severity of the coronavirus outbreak. Headline, China censors top local media outlet over claims Beijing is underreporting cases deaths. And they go through it where Beijing is now directly censoring people who say that people getting treated for coronavirus, they're not diagnosing it as coronavirus, they're diagnosing it as pneumonia in many cases, to downplay the numbers and to keep those numbers artificially low. These are not extremist right-wing conspiracy theorists on social media claiming this. These are experts, including angel investor and entrepreneur, former CTO of Coinbase, Bajai Svensson, who says, Beijing is one of the most reputable outlets in China. Their article on the coronavirus was censored today. It claims significant underreporting of both cases and deaths, especially among the elderly, and that's exactly the same thing that Twitter is now imposing, having banned Zero Hedge for, again, questioning the source of the coronavirus outbreak. Absolutely chilling. Now we're going to go to a special video report, though. When we talk about demographics, if you can only do so if you praise it and say that it's great that white people are on the decline across the globe demographically. If you approach the matter in any other way, then there are different circumstances for that. But this is a video I put out analyzing demographic changes around the world and why Western women have stopped having babies. Here's the clip.
No eggs.
Mimpy.
You don't have any eggs. No eggs.
Mimpy.
You don't have any eggs.
For women who want kids, the sooner the better. 90% of eggs gone by age 30.
No eggs.
By the time a woman hits 30, nearly all of her ovarian eggs are gone for good, according to a new study that says women who put off childbearing for too long could have difficulty ever conceiving. The study found that women have lost 90% of their eggs by the time they're 30 years old and only have about 3% remaining by the time they are 40.
Make sure you do not overcook it. Now,
it's common knowledge that women have more difficulty conceiving as they age, but this is the very first study believed to quantify the number of eggs lost, and it shows that the decline is more rapid than previously believed.
Scrambled eggs.
In Britain, the percentage of childless women has doubled in a generation, and for the first time, more than half, 54% of American women aged 25 to 29 are childless, as are nearly a third, 31% of women aged 30 to 34. Hey, yo, egg check.
No eggs.
America's in an egg shortage crisis you may not even have known about. If only you knew how bad things really are. 1,200 childless American women aged 25 to 45 were asked why they were delaying childbirth. They were allowed to pick more than one answer. What was the top answer? I want to focus on my career. No. A more popular answer than that was, quote,
I want to have life experience. And almost as popular as the career answer was the answer that they, quote, value freedom and don't want to be tied down.
There's a party in my pussy. Something great is going on.
Big doubt. Sex and the City writer Candace Bushnell, 60, admits she regrets choosing a career over having children, as she is now truly alone. Freedom! What happens when you socially engineer women to get out of the home and into the boardroom? To get out of nurturing children and into chasing pointless college degrees? To get out of stable, monogamous relationships and into the toxic hellscape of hypergamous dating and extracting beta books from simps on social media? What happens?
No eggs. You don't have any jokes. No eggs. You don't have any jokes.
The hypersexualization of our abortion on demand culture is brainwashing girls to swap life affirming monogamy for rampant promiscuity. The number of STDs in America has reached a record high, with 2.4 million reported cases of chlamydia, gonorrhea, and syphilis in 2018. In David Cronenberg's 1975 movie Shivers, a mad scientist creates a parasite that makes the residents of a high-rise residential tower act like sex-craved carnal animals. The motive of the scientist was to use a combination of aphrodisiac and venereal disease to turn the world into one huge mindless orgy. And in our world, the entertainment industry is that parasite. Our culture is that one huge mindless orgy.
I'm munching on red pills all day.
Have you ever noticed how these same entertainment and media corporations that harp on about respecting women and opposing objectification and misogyny literally groom underage female celebrities into superstar status, then begin salivating about the prospect of sexualizing them right before they're about to turn 18, then relentlessly exploit them for the next 20 years by hypersexualizing everything they do for the consumption of teenage girls? What message does that send? What role models do teenage girls have who aren't scantily clad hoes twerking around to canned pop songs written by computer algorithms owned by Sony, UMG and Warner? Billie Eilish says she may want to show her body and look desirable in a music video after she turns 18. The Bad Guy singer said in a new interview that she wanted the option to show her body when she turned 18. An about face from her previous statement saying she purposefully wore baggy and oversized clothes to hide her body from would-be body shamers. Gee, I wonder what male corporate executive at the biggest music company in the world convinced her to do that. Have you ever noticed how corporations relentlessly virtue signal about how much they respect women, about how it's imperative to get more women in the boardroom, and how it's crucial to help women overcome objectification by adopting affirmative action policies that help them obtain powerful positions in society, while simultaneously engineering society and building platforms that encourage the exact opposite? Platforms that incentivize women to behave like thots whose only value comes from being objectified by men.
Back off.
What is Instagram? It's a virtual red light district for women to parade themselves lewd and half naked for the approval of thirsty dudes. What is TikTok? It's a platform marketed to teenagers which incentivizes underage girls to act like burlesque dancers in strip clubs for the viewing pleasure of sex-crazed teenage boys and literal pedos.
We're losing our country to fundamental demographic changes, and you want to sit there and watch the girls dance? Wake up, America.
Which in turn incentivizes the girls watching to mimic that behavior and chase the same dopamine high. Hey-o, egg check!
No eggs. You don't have any jokes. No eggs. You don't have any jokes.
What is OnlyFans? What is premium Snapchat? Virtual prostitution meat markets where men pay women to sexually degrade themselves. E-prostitution is killing traditional courtship and romance. If women behave like prostitutes online, men are going to treat them like prostitutes in real life. And that's not wife material.
The other day, this girl was like, hey, Sam, you're like a really nice guy, and I really like what you do, your videos and stuff. Do you want to, like, you want to hang out sometime?
Why? So you can steal all my money? Bitch, MGTOW!
I'm going to get her actual virgin.
And is it really making you happy? That 56% increase in suicide rates amongst 10 to 24-year-olds between 2007 and 2017, coinciding with the rise of social media, is that not enough? The age of the ethos has socially indoctrinated girls and young women to think that it's normal to be intimate with the entire world. It's not. You're only supposed to be intimate with your relationship partner. You're only supposed to send sexy pics to your boyfriend. You're not supposed to share them with the entirety of Simp Nation. And if you do that, you're not a content creator. You're basically a sex worker. Is it any wonder that doctors are now on TikTok telling 12-year-olds to get STD treatments without their parents' knowledge? Gross. And before you call me a...
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Call me a misogynist. I just did a 15-minute video in which I explain how men are partially to blame for all this. Men who support their girl doing OnlyFans have big dick energy.
What? Little bitch, come and give me face.
Men who support their girl prostituting herself to other men. Big dick energy? Yeah, you misspelled cock. Why are you posting the empty egg carton underneath 18-year-old girls? Like, I like the enthusiasm, but I don't think you get the meme. Because it's a warning. And a prediction. Without intervention, the ethot is biologically predestined to become eggless. Social media and symptom is radicalizing an entire generation of Zoomer girls to eschew traditional monogamous courtship and pursue degenerate hedonism.
Ayo, implant check.
Stop chasing beta books, stop chasing clout, get off the internet and find Mr. Eggman.
$5 a month! How do you have hours of time to watch me? And not $5.
Maybe give them access to a separate intranet that only contains cooking recipes. That's a joke. Can someone explain?
I will not stop until every female is banned from social media. Don't test me, you stupid thoughts.
Disavow. Take the egg pill. We need to save the eggs. The media is telling women two massive lies. One, that it's easy to have babies in your late 30s and early 40s. It isn't. No eggs.
You don't have any eggs.
And two, that polls show childless older women are happier than women who had children. So why not just sleep around for it? Women are going to tell pollsters that they're happier for not having children. If they were honest, they'd have to concede that they've made a monumental life mistake that could never be rectified. When you read accounts from women who are being honest about not having kids, they're always hugely regretful. Western women are also being shamed out of having children in the name of preventing climate change. Childless couples are exalted by the media as having done their bit to stop global warming. Feminist author Verena Braunschweiger recently told German women that the only way to prevent ecological collapse was, quote, the renunciation of one's own reproduction. But even if you believe that overpopulation is contributing to climate change, why is that message only being targeted at women in the West? Germany's fertility rate is 1.4 births per woman. That's well below the 2.1 replacement rate. German women aren't having babies. Since 1972, Germany hasn't seen a single year where the number of newborns has exceeded the number of deaths. Meanwhile, Africa's child population will reach 1 billion by 2055, making it the largest child population among all continents. No one is telling Africans to stop breeding. That would be racist. You know what else is racist? White women having babies. Who needs YouTube rabbit holes when you have the BBC broadcasting literal white supremacist propaganda? White supremacist propaganda Must be pretty bad, right? We'll introduce you to a trad wife, a young woman who has chosen to be a traditional wife staying at home. Oh my God! Woke imbeciles. Traditional gender roles that have existed in society, the vast majority of them non-white, since literally the dawn of humankind. Is this white supremacy?
First off, first off, first off. The white...
But I guess it's really important to shame white women out of having babies, because they're just popping them out all over the place, aren't they? As it turns out, no, they're not. How do fertility rates compare globally? Let's take a look at the egg chart. Africa has by far the highest fertility in the world, with Niger number one at 7.0 births per women, and Somalia number two at 6.2. The top 20 countries on the planet with the highest fertility are all in Africa. The three countries with the highest fertility rate in Europe are France at 1.9, Sweden at 1.78, and Ireland at 1.77. All countries that have accepted large numbers of migrants with high fertility rates from Africa and the Middle East. So despite its relatively high birth rate in European terms, ethnic Swedes will be a minority in all major Swedish cities within a generation. Countries in Europe with significantly lower birth rates include Poland at 1.38 births per woman and Hungary at 1.45. Two countries that have accepted comparatively fewer migrants from Africa and the Middle East. Countries with high fertility rates in South Asia and the Middle East include Pakistan at 3.8, Iraq at 3.8, and Egypt at 3.4. America's fertility rate currently stands at 1.8 births per woman. In 2016, the US fertility rate fell to just under 60 births per 1,000 women. The lowest since records began. Fertility rates for white women were down in every US state in 2017, while among black and Hispanic women, fertility rates were up in 12 and 29 states, respectively. And while there's a clear causal link between living in a more economically...
New report out by Paul Joseph Watson. You can, of course, view the entire thing at band.video. I'm Tom Pappert, editor-in-chief, nationalfile.com. I'll be taking over for the rest of this hour, coming up in the next segment. And as we get into the next hour of the Alex Jones Show, we will be joined by Alex Jones, who is out on an important mission. He finally got out of town, but the man is dedicated. He cannot step away from this mission, from this fight. We're going to be going deep into what's happening today with the coronavirus. Of course, every single day there are a million new stories. There was, of course, a big game on last night. I don't know if you've heard about it, and I certainly doubt many people watched it, but it was truly disturbing. Some of the most demonic dancing in front of children in white dresses that I've ever seen in my life. We'll be going deep into all of this right here on the Alex Jones Show. I'm Tom Pappert filling in for Alex, and again, he will be joining us very, very shortly. Wild horses literally cannot drag him away, nor can his wife, who just desperately wants to get out of town. And while we have just a minute left, I want to go through a couple of these crazy articles we've got in front of us here. Number one thing that I think is going to be crucial as we go into this coronavirus insanity, the insanity is not just happening in China, it's happening in the mainstream news here in the West. Fears of a new virus trigger anti-China sentiment worldwide. So if this virus is a worst-case scenario, we could have tens of millions of people dead. I mean, that's just where we're at. Now, I hope that doesn't happen. I certainly hope that it is contained in China. I hope that it can be cured with powerful HIV medicine, as is being reported. But if not, be prepared to be called racist. Not because you are, not because you're saying bad things about the Chinese people who have suffered for generations under the yoke of communism. No, be prepared to be called racist for being a little bit concerned with a massive virus that is killing God knows how many people. We now believe it's somewhere like 60, 70,000 people, according to a recent study, who are contaminated, who are sick with coronavirus. Who knows how many more are asymptomatic? It's a big mystery, and we're not allowed to talk about it because then you're racist. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Tom Pappert. We'll be joined by Alex very shortly. Don't go away. I'm Tom Pappert again, nationalfile.com.
We've got three big sales going right now, and one of them has to end within a week, and that's Ultimate Fish Oil for 33% off. It's amazing. Go check it out for yourself. Then we've got back in stock X2 are best-selling deep earth crystals, iodine, the good halogen that is the building block to everything in the body, and I just can't tell you enough how important it is. The UN admits 2 billion people have low IQ or mental disability because they never got enough iodine. So just check it out for yourself, 40% off, InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar. And then vitamin D3 with vitamin K that fuses it together, super high quality, winter sun. You don't have sun during the winter. Sun helps your body produce the vitamin D3. That's why people get so sick. That's the main reason. Well, you can supplement with this under the tongue, get higher absorption. It's amazing. All three of these are on sale, but only for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Protect yourself and fund the InfoWar. 360 win.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN.
Developments concerning the coronavirus. It has now infected hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people. It has now spread across the entire planet. And, of course, we've now discovered that indeed it is man-made and engineered. We're covering it live, all of our team, at InfoWars.com/show and band.video. On top of that, we have the patented nanosilver that Congress, A&M, and Homeland Security have certified is able to take out the corona family viruses, the SARS. That's what it comes out of. We have that at 40% off, despite the fact it's selling out in three different sizes at InfoWarsStore.com. And that's what I'm using, what my family's using as a frontline defense. Nothing's perfect except, you know, prayer and God's intervention. And we hope that this thing isn't as bad as it looks. But definitely, we know why governments are panicking right now, because this is certainly a bizarre virus. The demand for food has not let up. We are selling record amounts of it. Everybody else has basically already sold out, or they have a giant wait list. Our suppliers have it in-house, but it's taken 7 to 10 days to deliver because, again, they have to package it. They're running 24 hours a day. But in a few days, they're telling me it may go to a longer wait if you haven't gotten your order in. So I wouldn't procrastinate. We wanted this virus to be petering out. We wanted it to just be hype. Looks like it is really, really bad and is man-made. And so that's why we're seeing the huge freakout. So get your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com. That helps fund our operation. It's insurance you can eat. A total 360 win. Again, get your food and actually get it delivered at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your order in. It's locked in, guaranteed 7 to 10 days. InfoWarsStore.com. And regardless, it funds the operation. We also have the Immune Gargle at 40% off. We are going to sell out of that, but I'm just keeping it at that sales price. InfoWarsStore.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. That was, of course, a very important message from Alex. And by the way, he's not kidding. At NationalFile.com, we talked to the president of My Patriot Supply, which, of course, is InfoWars' one and only partner for storable foods. And the man sounded panicked. They are absolutely selling more product and faster than they ever have before in the company's decade-plus long history. So now is a good time to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Alex will be joining us in the next hour to go deep into what's happening with coronavirus, where it may have originated from. He's going to go deep into all of these facets, but I want to kind of show you what we're dealing with when it comes with communist China. Some folks, including Mike Adams on the Sunday broadcast of the Alex Jones Show, said that essentially China has a totalitarian mindset, and that may work in their favor when it comes to this virus. They will be willing to do things that in the West we would never do. Our citizenry would never put up with it. They are, for example, quickly cremating victims who die of coronavirus without funerals. No funerals for those who die. New trial regulations from China's National Health Commission, NHC, have banned funerals and other similar activities involving the corpses of the deceased victims of the novel coronavirus. The new regulations on the disposal of remains come as the NHC announced that the death toll has risen to simply 304. They're still saying 304. You know, maybe today it's gone up to 315. I don't think anybody believes they're telling the truth. Chinese citizens, who of course 60 million plus, are now placed in a quarantine. They're not getting supplies. They're not getting what they need to survive. They're wearing feminine hygiene products, bras, fast food bags, and fruit skins as makeshift masks. The Chinese certainly don't seem to be worried about this, but again, the government says they will be protected, so they think they're going to be protected. In National File, we had a video where a local Hong Kong news station went and interviewed people on the mainland and said, are you worried about the coronavirus? Or, well, are you going to wear a mask? Are you going to buy a mask? And they said, we have the government. No masks. We're fine. The government's here. They're going to help us. And you're watching this video and you're thinking, is there someone with a gun off on the other side of the camera? Is there someone holding a gun at them? But this is just what happens, and it's devastating. These people have suffered under communism for generations. And when you kill a giant chunk of a country's population, then another giant chunk simply starved to death because Mao, the first thing he did was get rid of all the modern farm equipment. You're going to be left with a population that is very docile, that will do what the government says. And so then when the government comes out with something like this from the Daily Star, Chinese authorities threaten to kill pet cats and dogs over coronavirus fears. In a desperate attempt to stop the spread of coronavirus, some Chinese pet owners have been warned to deal with their cats and dogs, or government officials could have them exterminated. comes days after one of China's top infectious disease experts said the deadly virus could spread from animals to humans. Quote, if your dogs run around outside and come into contact with the outbreak or people infected with the virus, then your pet should be put in quarantine. That's Professor Li Lanwan from China's National Health Commission. Because the epidemic spreads between mammals, therefore we should take precaution against other mammals. And again, these people, and Alex Jones has talked about this as well, there were originally reports, now it certainly doesn't seem to be the case, and I'll leave it at that, that this spread from bats. People were eating bat soup, and you see the videos, and you see what these people eat. You see, we have videos on National File of people eating live rodents. Lunch with a side of tomato. This is what goes on in this part of the world. And we look at that and we see, I mean, you can see, TV viewers can see it on screen right now. It's disturbing. But we look at that and we see, why in the hell is this happening? Well, it's happening again because they've suffered under communism. They didn't have food for most of the last century. Only now are they starting to have food again. But people see that. People see where this virus originated from. And I'm sure there might be some anti-Chinese sentiment. But the fact is, we know we're being lied to by the Chinese government. Now, it certainly seems we're being lied to by the United States government, by the mainstream media. Just think, compare the coronavirus to every other virus that's happened within my lifetime. Swine flu, SARS, the bird flu. The media could not stop hyping them up. The media could not stop telling you that it was going to be the end of days, that all of China was going to die from the bird flu. Remember the bird flu? Remember swine flu? All these different little flus. SARS actually had the biggest impact. Well, now this is having a bigger impact than SARS. So what is the media doing? Well, they're focusing obsessively on J-Lo. They're focusing on the twerking that we saw last night at the Super Bowl. They're focusing on President Trump's impeachment. Will he or won't he be acquitted? They're focusing on, of course, today, the Iowa caucuses, where Bernie Sanders looks like he might just walk away with a victory. They're focusing on everything but the massive, massive illness that has millions of people in quarantine in China. This is a country that cares about money more than it does its citizenry. Do you know how much money they're losing from 65 million plus people in quarantine, all these people dying? They wouldn't be doing this if it wasn't serious. But then the outward response is, you racist Westerners, how dare you be racist against the Chinese? And of course, this is from the Associated Press. South Korea, full of racism. The United States. This is just a nice little anecdote. It's terrible what's happened. I mean, I guess it is. But we're sitting here, you know, are we all going to be on our deathbeds, dying of coronavirus, unable to breathe, scarred lungs? And then are we just going to look up to the doctor and say, but at least I wasn't racist? It's bizarre. It's China, South Korea, the United States, Hong Kong, Europe, Australia, New Zealand, all of this racism happening. Racism is truly the greatest evil, the greatest threat to our civilization, not novel coronavirus. No, 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 no. So again, I'm Tom Papert, NationalFile.com editor-in-chief. You can read my work there. We're going to be joined in the next hour by Alex Jones, who is then going to take over. So do not go away. I'll be here for the bottom of this hour to wrap it up. We're going to get into a little bit bigger picture of what's happening in Asia because of coronavirus, because, of course, China is the major power there. So it's really devastating stuff. Don't go away. You're watching The Alex Jones Show.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert Desert also features leading experts, including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
You're gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Tom Papert, editor-in-chief of NationalFile.com, filling in for the rest of this hour. Then we will be joined by Alex Jones himself. So when we left off, I mentioned that I wanted to talk about what's happening nearby in Asia, because that's really what's going to happen here. I mean, Mike Adams lays it all out very well, naturalnews.com. He was on the Alex Jones Show yesterday. I'm sure he will be back on soon to go into greater detail. But look, most of the world cannot deal with an outbreak like this, cannot deal with a virus like this. If this goes to South America, if this goes to Mexico, it's going to come to the United States. If it comes to the United States, it's going to thrive in sanctuary cities in California, where people are defecating in the street, where people are passed out dead or alive on drugs on the street. It's going to be devastating. And so we really, to see what comes next for the United States, should it get that far, and we can all hope and pray that it doesn't, but you need to prepare for the worst. We should see what happens, for example, in nearby Hong Kong. Hong Kong, of course, simply 7 million people compared to China's billions and billions of people. Hong Kong had the second largest number of deaths from SARS back when that was devastating the area. And right now, people are already panic buying in Hong Kong amid the alarming spread of coronavirus. Report comes from Sky News. Almost everyone is wearing a surgical mask in the city. Some have even resorted to donning respirator masks, once used to counter the effects of police tear gas. Even Hong Kong's chief executive, Carrie Lam, wears a facial mask during her news conferences. And, of course, this is Hong Kong, which has been in a reasonable, I think it's reasonable to say, in a conflict with the mainland China for quite some time now. Of course, InfoWars was there last year. You may remember Savannah Hernandez and some of the other crew members actually going to Hong Kong to talk to the people there. It's an astonishing turnaround, given Ms. Lam wants to ban the wearing of masks during the pro-democracy protests in the city because she viewed them as frustrating the identification of protesters. But a city once racked with weekly violent protests and firebombing, you notice this Sky News talks about the Chinese versus Hong Kong protests, the firebombing is now facing another crisis, and this one could unite the most diverging political views. The coronavirus is inside the city already, having spilled over from the many boundary crossings and transport links Hong Kong has with mainland China. This is what one woman had to say. We just don't trust the government, and we don't trust the mainlanders. That's a little bit different from what you hear from the few people who are allowed to talk to the media in mainland China. Quote, we think they will escape any quarantine and will go out in Hong Kong and spread their virus. Now, here's another article from NPR. You see, it's starting to trickle out. They never tell you the full picture in mainstream news, but you can read in between the lines, you can get the subtext, and you can figure out what's really happening. Coronavirus fears lead nurses to threaten strike in Hong Kong if borders aren't shut. And this one is really shocking when you get into it. Now, there's only been a couple of confirmed cases in Hong Kong, and then they were put into a quarantine part of the hospital. But what they're doing there is they're breaking up the staff of these hospitals, the nurses, the doctors, everyone, into two groups, the dirty group and the clean group. Now, the clean group is going to continue their job as if nothing were happening. The clean group is going to take care of people who have the flu, who break an arm, who have a heart attack, who need surgery. But the dirty group, well, they're going to deal exclusively with people who are suspected to have coronavirus. And they're not allowed to go home. They're not allowed to see their family. They cannot leave the hospital. They live, these doctors live in a state of quarantine. And they are now threatening to go on strike unless the borders are completely shut. And Carrie Lam, the chief executive of Hong Kong, has already stopped rail crossings. They have taken some minor steps to end this open border policy. But now the doctors and nurses are saying they cannot continue doing their jobs, and it's unrealistic. These hospitals, which already have 7 million people to deal with, are essentially working with a half staff because half the staff is trying to worry about coronavirus. The other half is trying to take care of 7 million people, many of whom just get sick on a daily basis. So, one doctor, Dr. Albert Wong, says he won't be joining the picketers if a strike does occur, but he fully supports them and believes that the government is completely wrong. He's a cardiologist. He says that in a time of crisis like this, almost all the physicians act as general practitioners and are called on to treat whoever comes through the door. And I really like going into Hong Kong because you're never going to get the true picture out of China. They cannot possibly be telling us. There's been reports of mass graves, but there's supposedly only 300 people who died because of this. There's sickening videos where they're butchering, not even just butchering, they're pushing pigs and other livestock into giant mass graves using construction equipment to try to end the coronavirus. But it's okay. It's only 300 people who've died. I mean, it's totally bizarre. You're never going to get the truth out of China. But Hong Kong, which, of course, has a similar culture, very similar ethnic makeup, except they love freedom. They love democracy. They love nationalism and dislike globalism. You get a little bit more of an idea of what's going on. So Wong and other healthcare workers say Hong Kong had plenty of time to isolate themselves from China and to prevent this new virus from getting a foothold in the city. They argue that Hong Kong could have stopped the arrival of the illness by completely shutting its border with China. Wow. A government that controls its own borders. Isn't that something to behold? They could have completely shut their borders with China when the news of the virus first broke, and by keeping it sealed until the outbreak on the mainland is under control. Quote, if you look at those confirmed cases so far that we are having in Hong Kong, all of them are imported cases. All of the patients are from Hubei province, that's where Wuhan is, and most of them arrived in Hong Kong by high-speed train. If the government had listened to us, he continues, if they had closed down that high-speed rail, if they closed down the borders, all of this could have been prevented. We have been advocating for this for weeks now. We have been advocating for this since early January. But they haven't done anything until last Thursday when they finally shut down some of the rail lines. Now imagine this in the United States. President Trump is doing everything he can to build that big, beautiful wall. But of course, it's being stymied over and over and over again. Anything they can do. They get a judge in Hawaii. They get a judge in the Ninth Circuit somewhere else in California to decide the entire country doesn't have the right to have a wall. It's just how it works in this country. You see, these judges have more power than the President of the United States. Now, of course, President Trump, then the wall is going up. He says there's going to be over 500 miles of it done by the end of this year, just in time for his re-election, as it would turn out. But the wall is not yet complete. And of course, it's racist to have our military at the southern border for some god unknown reason. We know for a fact that a lot of these people, I think it's like two-thirds of the people who come to the border with children, they're not their children, they are being trafficked or they're being bought. You go down south of the border and you say, hey, let me use your kid to get into the United States. I'll pay you $500. That's a whole budding operation down there now. The DNA test proved it. So we can't build the wall, can't build it fast enough anyway. We have the Chinese, the Mexican military. They have actually become the wall down there. There have been violent clashes between the caravans and the Mexican military. That's the only thing keeping immigration. It's slowed down, but they're still getting through. And that's the only thing that's keeping it from being wave after wave of endless migration as it was during the Obama years and the first couple years of the Trump administration before we could get it under control. The only thing keeping it from turning into that is the Mexican military willing to fire weapons at people who try to get into the United States illegally because Trump has them by the short and curlies. So if this spreads to Central America, some of these very poor countries where they can't even face off with the drug cartels, where they can't even get the corruption out of their own government, they can't handle their own borders, they have millions of people fleeing their country to go north and live in the United States where they think they're going to get free health care, free car insurance, free cars, free food, free everything, and you know, they end up getting most of that. They get a credit card or a debit card loaded with cash so they can get whatever they want once they get here. They get a court date that they don't have to go to. They get to do whatever the hell they want once they make it into the United States. These countries cannot keep tabs on their own people. They cannot keep their own people safe. They cannot keep the cartels from running their governments. If a coronavirus breaks out in Central America, there will be wave after wave of endless migration toward the United States-Mexico border. The border hawks in this country who have been calling for the border to be closed for decades now will be proven right, just as in Hong Kong. And these sick people, many of whom will be asymptomatic for a week plus, who are fleeing to the United States, who the Democrats will read that Statue of Liberty poem and they'll let them in because it's just the right thing to do. And they'll go straight to sanctuary cities where it will spread, likely among the homeless population. We're looking at a terrible, terrible situation here, folks. That's the picture. That's what Hong Kong tells us. That's where we're at. When we're back in the next hour, we will be joined by Alex Jones. He's going to dive deep into the latest information. I'm Tom Papert, editor-in-chief of nationalfile.com. Do not go away. Alex Jones on the other side of this break. You are watching The Alex Jones Show.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.